thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
President Robert Mugabe is sworn into office at a ceremony attended by regional leaders, former presidents, and his supporters, giving him a fresh 5-year mandate to run the country.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, swear that I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God.
As some celebrated Mr. Mugabe's inauguration today, there was a somber mood in Mutoko South, where ZANU-PF supporters have allegedly bent down huts of suspected MDCT activists following last month's elections.
It brings fear here because they use some old veteran here who used to intimidate people, who used to say this and that. So most of the people who don't even know what they are right, mostly they fear.
And Britain calls for an independent audit of the July elections as the European Union says sanctions imposed on Harare will remain in place with a review expected in 6 months.
President Robert Mugabe has been sworn in at a ceremony at the National Sports Stadium following his landslide win in the July 31 national elections, which the MDCT says were rigged in ZANU-PF's favor, giving the veteran leader a fresh 5-year mandate. Thomas Chiripasi has details.
President Mugabe took oath of office to lead the country for the next 5 years before Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku at a ceremony held at the National Sports Stadium in Harare. Outgoing Prime Minister and MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai, who did not attend the inauguration, says the elections were fundamentally flawed.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, swear that I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God. I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, do swear that as President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe, and that I will promote whatever will advance and oppose whatever may harm Zimbabwe. That I will protect and promote the rights of the people of Zimbabwe. That I'll discharge my duties with all my strength to the best of my knowledge and ability and true to the dictates of my conscience. And that I'll devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people.
Mr. Mugabe said the polls were free and fair, but fell short of saying the elections were credible.
Yes, today it is these Anglo-Saxons who dare contradict Africa's verdict over an election in Zimbabwe, an African country. But who are they, we ask? Whoever gave them the gift of seeing better than all of us?
The president also took a swipe at Western nations such as America, Canada, and Australia for criticizing the July 31 polls.
Today it is Britain and her dominions of Australia and Canada, who dare tell us that our elections were not fair and credible. Today it is America and her illegal sanctions, with all that past of enslaving us.
The president-elect said his vision is to improve the country's economy through the resuscitation of industries and the agricultural sector. He said his government will push for the full implementation of his party's controversial indigenization program, which he described as a new revolution. Mr. Mugabe thanked South Africa, especially former President Thabo Mbeki and the incumbent Jacob Zuma, for facilitating dialogue in Zimbabwe's political impasse. He said this should be a sign to all in the West that Africans can solve their own problems. Some of the dignitaries who graced the occasion include DRC President Joseph Kabila, Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete, Mozambican leader Armando Guebuza, and Namibian leader Hifikepunye Pohamba. Some former presidents like Ali Hassan Mwinyi, Benjamin Mkapa, Sam Nujoma, and Festus Mogae were also present. South Africa was represented by Deputy President Halima Motlanthe and the country's Foreign Affairs Minister after President Jacob Zuma preferred to officiate at a regional event in his country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.